I got a phone call to meet Stephen Leahy and Trish Kinane at Granada TV in Manchester to discuss a TV pop pilot programme. It was the winter of 1982, and the show, I think, was called Bullet. Yazoo, featuring Alison Moyet and Vince Clarke, were going to perform Don't Go, and Mary Wilson, remember her with the great big enormous beehive? She was going to headline the show with Just What I Always Wanted. Kid Jensen was the host, and my job was to be the roving reporter. I remember we went to Blackpool to a Barry Manilow convention and borrowed a Barry Manilow waxwork. The fans were nearly impressed, and I soon learned that you've really got to choose your audience for a gag to work. Whoops! An important lesson. It was one of my first bits of telly, and I was dressed in pink trousers, multicoloured jumper, pink specs and long hair. It was quite a sight. The show was a good idea, but it never got beyond the pilot stage. I'm not even sure whether it ever actually went to air. It didn't stop Stephen and Trish from going on to become the biggest format and game show producers in Europe, so I hope it was nothing to do with me. At the filming, we all repaired to the green room for some refreshment, and it was a typical office with chairs all around the edge of the room and a desk covered with a tablecloth, and help yourself to drinks and sandwiches and sit the paper plate on your napkin on your knee. Very glamorous, that green room. I got into conversation, I remember, with a bloke in a suit who rather looked down his nose at me when I asked him why he was there. "I'm Kid Jensen's agent and manager," he said. "Ah, and what does that involve?" "Well, I guide careers and I represent my acts with producers and record companies. I look after most of the Radio 1 DJs, the Radio 1 Roadshow, a number of bands." "Where do you do this from?" "Well, my office is in Bristol." "Why not London?" "Because I live in Bristol and I own the city." "Now that's impressive. So would you represent me?" "Well, you can give me a call and we can discuss it if you like." "Okay, I'll do that. What's your number?" And he scribbled it on a paper napkin and probably thought that's the last time I'll ever see that little man. But he was wrong, because I kept the paper napkin and I rang him up. "I'm Timmy Mallett," I said. "I'm the bloke you met at Granada TV and asked what an agent could do for me." And you know what? After 30 years, John Miles is still my agent and my manager. We never signed a contract with each other, because a handshake, Sir John, is the strongest contract you'll ever need. And he was right. Having people who work with you and understand what you're wanting to achieve and are patient and persistent in achieving it is worth its weight in gold. It was John who one day talked about a record with the head of Polydor, who then mentioned it over dinner that night to Andrew Lloyd Webber. And within a week, we'd recorded Itsy Bitsy, which went to number one around the world. John's had number one hits with bands from the 60s to today. And he's right when he says that nothing beats the feeling of being top of the charts. "I think you should try theatre and panto and stage shows," he said. "Take a punt," he'll say. "It may just lead somewhere." He works in that office till well after everyone else has gone home. He makes fair deals, creates a buzz, and lives by his motto. "Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, and today's a bonus." To John Miles, life's a challenge and he loves a challenge. "I'm going to raise $2 million for the oncology unit in Bristol by the end of next year," he says. And he got the first $800,000 in a couple of months. He'll do that with months to spare. TVAM bosses called him the Bristol Mafia and he laughs when I remind him. "But attention to detail has been good for me. It's been good for Carol Vorderman, for Noel Edmonds, Keith Floyd and Des O'Connor, among the dozens of others he's represented over the years." Now, among John's finest moments include getting me into the BA lounge in Brussels when I lost my ticket, telling Andrew Lloyd Webber that of course I can sing, and introducing me to Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher with the mallet. 30 years he's been my agent and manager and good friend. He still talks nonsense in a West Country accent, and I've still got the napkin with his number on. Don't think I'll ever screw that one up.